Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. You're in Town won 3 Tony Awards for Best Book, Score, and Direction of a Musical in 2002. The very tuneful satire takes on our legal system, social responsibility or lack thereof, corporate greed and mismanagement, and musical theater itself. Milwaukee's Skylight Music Theater closes out its season with a production of You're in Town that opened last Friday and runs through June 10th.
The end of this season also marks the end of Ray Jivoff's first official year as artistic director of the company. Jivoff had been acting artistic director for a year before that, and regular audiences will remember seeing him acting in many Skylight productions over the years. He joins me in the studio now. Ray, it's a delight to have you here. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, happy to be here because you just got a show up, and you're just telling me just before we turn on the microphones, this is only your third show that you've directed at the Cabot.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I did Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris. I don't remember when. And then I did Hair in the 2013-2014 season.
And now You're in Town,
mm-hmm.
which is not like, well, kind of like Hair in its subversiveness.
In its subversiveness, yes. But it is not like Hair in that it has actually a book. So it's the first book musical that I've done in the Cabot, because, of course, Jacques Brel is a review.
Yeah, it's a cabaret review. Mm-hmm. And it's a lovely cabaret review. But as you say, you know, you kind of have to make up your own story to link the songs together.
Yeah, yeah, I enjoyed that one. I really like putting things in an order or reorder. And I certainly did that with Jacques Brel. I put it all in a different order.
So with You're in Town, we probably should say what it's about for people who don't know. And it is an unfortunate title, but a very funny one, given what the show is about.
Exactly, yeah. Basically, what it's about is a 20-year drought has been going on in this fictional community or the world. And a corporation now controls private water use, in particular the public amenity or the toilets. People need to pay in order to use the restrooms. And they're a big corporation who decides to increase their fees. And that causes a revolution on the part of the people.
And we should say that they're not allowed to just go anywhere, that there are big fines if they're caught not using the official facilities.
Yeah. I mean, it's more than a fine. It is, you know, they are taken to Urine Town with quotes around it, and we find out what that means to be taken to Urine Town in the second act. There's this realization of people disappear when they're taken to Urine Town. So infer what you like from that.
But we should say this is an incredibly funny show, and it is an homage. I think of it as an homage to musical theater because there's so much that the authors and composer actually drew from other musicals. You don't have to be in the know to enjoy this, but if you do, it's like added extra layer, you know?
It's true. Yeah, when you talk about the theme or what it's about, it sounds really serious and dark, and it sort of avoids or misses what the show actually is, which is really funny and a celebration of music theater, very definitely, yeah. And we took that and ran with it, and the musical theater references in our production are I think we've counted 19. So in the score, there absolutely are very significant and clear riffs on certain musicals. The opening of the second act is the bottle dance from Fiddler on the Roof. It sounds just like it. But we've gone further with getting as many references in as we can.
Which is so much fun, you know, and it's fun for the audience to go, oh, wait. I remember the first time I saw it, I didn't really know much about the show. And so I went with a friend who did know the show, who did not tell me anything. And I started getting all of those, either the musical reference or the acting, you know, the way the scene was set up or something. And I thought, oh, wait a minute, this is going to be fun. And it really is,
yeah,
if you know anything about musical theater.
Yeah, or yeah, even just theater in general. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there are comic things written into the script, certain vocal reactions and takes that are scripted, that are right out of the Honeymooners or the Three Stooges kind of reaction. So that's right up my alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So This show ends your first season as the artistic director at Skylight. How has it been? How have you felt now that the season's over and you've had a chance to relax for a few days? You know, looking back at this year, how has it felt?
I think we all feel really proud of the season that we've presented. I think it's fun to talk about You're in Town and its dystopian themes, and it's kind of a questionable title, and it pushes the envelope on social and political issues. But then we also presented Annie. Real cultural whiplash, real contrast, really presenting the full spectrum. So it's been a really good year that I think all of us at the Skylight are really proud of.
Do you feel like you accomplished what you set out to once you were appointed the artistic director?
Yes. I think that one thing I really set out, all of us have set out to do, is to really reinvigorate the sense of hospitality and fun at the Skylight, both in the lobby and on the stage, just what we're doing and how we're doing it. And I think that we've achieved that. Yeah.
What have you changed in the lobby? That's an interesting thing to think about. Most artistic directors are worried about what's on the stage.
Oh, well, I think that we're really working on making sure that we are welcoming, that there are things going on in the lobby, that we're presenting other kinds of events in the bar, in the salon. But certainly that attitude of being in the lobby and welcoming people and having it be a sense of fun has been important.
Is the pressure off now that the building sale has happened? Is that feeling good, too, that you're just kind of free to really just explore the artistic stuff?
Yes. Yeah. I think that that was a very definitely a weight. Yeah. An arts organization also managing a building. It was a real split focus for a lot of people on staff and our budgeting process and everything. So, yeah, it's made a real difference.
Already? Because it hasn't been that long.
It hasn't really been that long, no. But just knowing that that's somebody else is going to take care of the plumbing and the roof or whatever it is that's coming up, as opposed to we have to figure out how we're going to be doing it. Because there have been, in the past, there's been plenty of putting things on the calendar like closing the building so we can open up the sidewalk in front of the building and redo it. And, you know, that happened about 10 years ago. And
oh, I remember when that happened. Yeah, that happened while I was here. Yeah.
Yeah. Big projects like that in maintaining the building are now somebody else's responsibility, which is great.
Which is lovely. Because it does. Like you said, you're an arts organization. You're a presenting arts organization. Your whole goal is to put on wonderful shows.
Mm-hmm.
that's what you should be focusing on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And in terms of the staff and the people who were pulled in multiple directions for that, are they feeling the relief as well?
I think so. I certainly can't speak for them and how they feel, but I certainly
the mood
that's
in
my
the office
observation.
Is good.
Yeah. It just feels better to know that we're sharing that responsibility, or we have someone else to turn to for that kind of work.
So looking ahead, what are you planning for this next season? Now that you've wrapped up this with You're in Town, you're taking the summer, deservedly, a little bit of a break.
Mm-hmm.
But I know planning goes on all year round.
Oh, sure. Yeah, planning goes on all year round, and we're well into planning and, beyond planning, contracting for next season. I think we've got a really great season planned. We're starting with Pippin, which is a 70s show by the composer of Wicked and Godspell. It's a great show that will again feature our Bobby Strong as Lucas Pastrana. And before I cast him in You're in Town, I cast him as Pippin. So he'll be back in the fall. And it's a beautiful, kind of magical show that really focuses on dance and storytelling. And then our holiday show is Hairspray, which I'm really excited about. I love the show. It's really funny, and it has a great point. It's similar to You're in Town in that way, in that there really are social and political issues that are dealt with in the show.
Quite a few of them.
Yeah. But it's really funny.
Yep.
And great music, and it's really entertaining. So you don't feel that you're burdened with we're struggling through these issues.
Being bludgeoned with it, yeah.
Hopefully there's ways to face and deal with issues in a positive way and not get bogged down in the weight of it. And that's another show that the story is told through dance, and dance is a part of the way things are solved. So it's another dance show. And then Five Guys Named Mo is our February show. It's a review. It features six men performing the music of Louis Jordan, whose nickname back in the 40s and 50s was the King of the Jukebox. He was a rhythm and blues swing composer and performer. Really funny, really great songs that really capture the culture of Harlem in the 40s and 50s.
And those tight harmonies.
Really tight swing harmony and great swing dancing to go along with it.
So delicious. Well, one of the things you've also done this past year is had this really nice sort of mini collaboration with an arts organization like Milwaukee Opera Theater, because I know Tales of Hoffman was a co-production.
Mm-hmm.
Do you envision more of those kinds of things in the future?
Absolutely, yeah. That's the next show in our season. After Five Guys Named Mo, we're presenting Carmina Burana. In partnership with Milwaukee Opera Theater and Jill Anna Ponasek, who is the artistic director of MOT and is an artistic associate at the Skylight. So she's got a desk and she spends time at the Skylight and has been really instrumental in turning things around and opening up the discussions of where the Skylight is going and the kind of programming that we do. And she'll be directing Carmina Burana, and it's in partnership with DanceWorks and Chant Claire, which is a choral group that started in Eau Claire, or with alum of Eau Claire. So that's going to be a really exciting production that, again, incorporates both music and dance in a really important way.
And for people who are thinking Carmina Burana, they only know, like, the one, you know, the
dun,
one.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that one. It is an amazing, again, slightly subversive piece. If you see the whole thing, there's a lot going on in that that is and can be a lot of fun and also pulls you in and makes you think, huh. So I think that fits nicely into what you're describing.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that it's a piece of classical repertoire that we are, I think it's something that we do well, which is to take something and to reinvent it, especially the classical rep. I think that there's more room for rediscovering things, like our Tales of Hoffman, which was, the music was reimagined, the casting was reimagined so that women were singing pants roles, roles were doubled, and how the story was told by one singer playing the villain and the next role was just so imaginative and creative. And I think that's a specialty of Jelena and Milwaukee Opera Theaters.
Well, and now Skylight as well.
Yeah,
because,
exactly.
You know, you guys are an integral part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what are you closing out the season with next year?
Well, we've added a sixth show on the Cabot stage, which is Things That Go Ding. We're bringing that back. That's been done in the bar twice and once in the studio theater. And we want to put it out on the Cabot stage to give Mike Ding Lorenz, our resident percussionist, all the room he needs to display and play his amazing collection of vintage tuned percussion. So that's between Five Guys Named Mo and Carmina. And then we close out the season with Kiss Me, Kate.
Another classic.
Another classic. We're doing it Skylight style, which means with a cast of 14, meaning people will be doubling and tripling. Other than the four main characters, everyone else will be playing multiple roles. It's another show that relies on dance as a main component. And Amy Brinkman from DanceWorks is choreographing that. I'm real excited about that. A show that Skylight's never produced, but is a perfect fit for Skylight in terms of the music that it is Cole Porter in his swingy, sassy manner, but also Cole Porter in a very legit, romantic, lyrical manner, coupled with Shakespeare. There's Shakespeare text in the show. It's about a theater company putting on a production of Taming of the Shrew.
Brush up your Shakespeare.
Exactly, yeah.
One of the
11
great,
o'clock number.
Yes, exactly. One of the great, great sort of show-stopping numbers from that. Are we going to get to see you on stage at all in the next year or so, or are you too busy with all of the behind-the-scenes stuff?
I will be in Things That Go Ding.
Excellent.
I'm the guest singer in that. So that is Mike on percussion, and Jamie Johns is coming back to play piano. Yep. He's done it two of the three other times. And then I've been in it all of its iterations as a guest singer. So I pop in and out. And in the past, I've done a medley of Gilbert and Sullivan tunes. I don't think we're doing that. I think we're doing show tunes instead. And Jamie and I did a Mr. Rogers segment while Mike was making a big change in the last iteration of Things That Go Ding. So I'll be in Things That Go Ding.
Good. So we'll see you on stage, which is excellent. Well, it is so good to get good news coming out of the skylight, to hear that you're positive about what has happened this past year, positive going forward. I think the shows have been wonderful this year, and I am so looking forward to seeing what else you come up with.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad. I'm very glad. Thank you.
And Ray Jivoff, it's such a pleasure.
It's a pleasure, Bonnie. Thanks.
Ray Jivoff is the artistic director of the Skylight Music Theater, and he also directed their current production of Urinetown. It's on stage at the Broadway Theater Center in the Third Ward through June 10th. There's more information at WUWM.com.